Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
Alrighty, we are back. And when those articles, ladies, sometimes you have to be very careful because they have some words that we don't pronounce the entire word.
So, I see that.
So, yeah, you have to do that. Just like with nowadays, boy, it's unbelievable. You know, even in congressional hearings, I could not believe what I was hearing, and I could not believe what our U.S. Senator, and I know him, Mr. Marino, I couldn't believe listening to him when they had the hearing on Fauci.
Right.
He was dropping the F-bomb, you know. And
I was surprised to hear that.
Have a talk with him, right? This is not good.
He got everybody's attention, didn't he?
He sure did. Here we're going to... I'll give you an article there, too. You can. I'm making radio announcers out of these two ladies here.
Thank you.
And Pastor Joe, did you have... Let me tell you first what we have to do, and that's give the numbers out. 888-281-1110 or 216-901-0933. We have Ronald in... Is that Chicago? Oh, in Ohio, gives 25. Ronald in Ohio gives 25. Thank you, Ronald. Again, the numbers are 888-281. Wait a minute. I know what's going on. We haven't had any applause. Where's the applause tonight? Have you? I haven't been hearing it. Have you ladies been hearing the applause?
I heard it.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Then it must be my earphones, right?
It's got to be that.
Maybe it wasn't. Maybe they weren't loud enough. But anyhow, maybe if we have louder applauses, okay. Okay, now that's the way we got to do it. Okay. So, folks, if you want to get applauded, if you give us a call, 216-901-0933 or 888-281-1110. Pastor Joe. Do you have an article you wanted to hit on?
Well, I've got a couple of things. One, there was some good news that crazy far-left DSA member Oliver Larkin lost to the moderate Jared McCoskey there in Florida's primary in the 25th district, and he lost by quite a bit. They're not having the field day that looked like they were going to have. So in several of the races, they're not defeating the standard Democrats.
The incumbents.
So the party split, but there is not everybody's going crazy, especially like down in Florida. They rejected the DSA pretty fast. The other good news for you and I, headline, Joe Biden's FBI accused of unprecedented stunt to keep the Biden family crimes secret. Yeah, this is coming out of the news, several different news agencies. Republican lawmakers are demanding that the top intelligence officials fork over classified documents that will shed light on the FBI's effort to misclassify files in the Biden family's wrongdoing. And apparently they did all kinds of fancy footwork to put them in places where they were just kind of hidden. They were there, and it shows that the FBI knew that there were criminal activities going on. They decided not to prosecute, not to say anything, and went to a lot of time, trouble, and money to hide things. And make a long story short, a couple of our people, Grassley and Johnson, are on to them, and they now are New York Post found out correspondence directly calls out former FBI Christopher Wray for allegedly establishing obstacles and blockage, making information on the family's business hard to obtain or even find. So they're really... starting to do something now, and we may see some perp walks yet. We may see some actual justice happen.
Well, you know, we are seeing some. For example, here, transgender defendant convicted of crimes connected to attempted assassination of Treasury Secretary Bessent. was sentenced to 6 years in federal prison. Ryan Mitchell Riley, English, a transgender defendant, convicted of crimes connected to an attempted assassination of Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, has been sentenced to 6 years in federal prison. The sentencing comes after English pleaded guilty in March 2026. U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro said, following the plea, "Our system of justice depends on public officials being able to carry out their duties free from intimidation and fear." Boy, she's in a place there in D.C. where she is up against these lawfare judges, these activist judges that are always trying to strike her down. And so the defendant's threats crossed a clear legal line, and today, guilty plea reflects our commitment to protect those who serve. Anyone who threatens violence against government officials will be identified, charged, prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Our system of justice depends on public officials being able to carry out their duties free from intimidation. And so, here, that's one good thing there. But I wanted to find out about, today is the 18th, right? And it was supposed to have that big march on the big march there in Michigan. And have you heard anything about that?
I could find nothing about it anywhere.
Yeah, well, it's even.
It's
I
like
even
it
have
either a, didn't happen, or they went out of their way to make sure we didn't hear about it.
I don't know. It's supposed to be Dearborn, Michigan. There was supposed to be a large group of Christians. The police chief was begging people not to come out to that. Have you heard anything, Style?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So something happened there, kind of fizzled out, I guess.
It looks like it was relocated. It did happen. It said it was a heavily populated Christian Crusader march, and it took place outside a relocated Dearborn City Council meeting at the Henry Ford Centennial Library.
I have a picture here, and I don't know if this is just AI generated, but probably it may be. Somebody sent me of a huge number of bikers and showing up to support Jake Lang. Lang was one of the J6ers. I had him on the program here several times. We had several of the J6ers that were jailed on the program here. And let me see if I can find that. But there you go. That's what I was sent there.
Wow.
Oh. Wow.
And so it said they're coming out to support him. So hopefully they did. I mean, so it did take place, and you said there were a large number of people there?
Yes, as large.
I didn't see anything on Fox News, nothing on any of the news stations at all. What do you think about that, Joe?
The news, well, there was, see, one of the stories here kind of tells, if I can only find it. Yeah, they did some surveys. There was a article, if I can just find it. Here, full phony pollster article. Yeah, a polling company showed that former Democratic Wisconsin gubernatorial candidate Hong was leading by 20 points, admitted to faking polls, then shut down Monday. This place called Median Strategies announced that its data was a short-term social experiment after releasing several polls related to the gubernatorial race and the Los Angeles mayoral election. And the company in both cases were way off base, but they said, well, what they were doing was creating a short-term experiment examining how purported polling information could enter and spread through the political information ecosystem without independent verification. And on both of those stories, the mayor election in L.A. and the Wisconsin gubernatorial election, they put out some very false polling, and it had a quite an impact on the election. So it's kind of interesting. Nobody knows if it was political skullduggery to affect the election.
Come on, long and short of it, Joe.
To make a statement and show how crazy these polls are.
Long and short of it, they found another way to cheat. I mean, they're always finding new ways to cheat. And that's what happens.
Apparently, but they're trying to make it sound like we were just letting people know what if, you know, to not believe everything you see on polls or, you know, on the internet. So actually, they did prove that point rather well, didn't they?
Yep. Already we have.
It was a little after the fact, but.
What we were just talking about earlier with Judge Jeanine Pirro. A magistrate judge denied Pirro's second attempt to lock up World War II memorial vandal Melissa Ferris. A magistrate judge again denied U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro's. Is that Pirro? I mean, it's Pirro's, I believe.
Yeah, that's Pirro.
Request to lock up a World War II memorial vandal Melissa Ferris. Magistrate Judge Matthew Sharpaw said the motion that Pirro's office filed failed to identify any new information in its second attempt to lock up Ferris. She was caught. She admitted to it, okay? The magistrate judge denies U.S. Attorney Pirro's second bid again. So she goes on, the same federal magistrate judge Monday released the woman accused of deliberately defacing the World War II memorial, allowing her to leave custody in nothing more than a personal reconnaissance bond. Melissa Ferris, 41, of Elizabethtown, Kentucky, walked free on a personal bond despite the Justice Department's urgent request that she be held as a flight risk. There you go. These are, as far as I'm concerned, these people are treasonous, you know. This is a...
They are. I wonder if there isn't something there. Judge Pirro is a bit a staunch Republican, staunch conservative. I wonder if there isn't some kind of a mental problem, something else that wasn't put out there. That one just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, no, this is because it's a Washington, D.C. judge. It's you're not going to get, if you're a Republican, you're not going to get the best chance you have, the only court you have in D.C. is the Supreme Court. I mean, they are.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I thought when you said Jeanine Pirro, she's the prosecutor, right?
Right, she's the prosecutor.
She's not the judge. Never mind, I got that mixed up, yeah. She prosecuted, and it was the judge that released. Yeah, that's insanity.
Yeah. Okay, we got two ladies who are going to give their first big-time report over the air from coast to coast. You ladies ready?
Ready.
Can you do it? You got to get up close to the mic.
Okay. A viral video has captured a seemingly recent catfight between hijab-wearing Somali women that has set the internet ablaze. As the Daily Mail reported on Monday, thousands have already seen footage of this brawl of people across several uploads, many from conservative accounts. The video in question opens with two women wrestling on the ground and screaming at each other while pulling each other's hair. The woman in navy blue soon gained the upper hand, while on top, the woman lands several nasty blows while shouting, "I spit on you, you bleep. I'll spit on this bleep." The bystanders made little effort to break up the brawl. In fact, some are seen smiling and filming the entire incident on their phones. After nearly 2 minutes, a man finally arrives on the scene to break up the fight. He grabs the more aggressive woman's wrists and yanks her away.
You've seen this taking place a lot recently, where they've had that in grocery stores and places. These Muslim women, it seems like it's like they think that since their face is covered, you can't see who they are. They can get away with things, okay? And boy, they're so loud. They use a lot of profanity. I mean, there's a lot of profanity. You could never, on this radio program, we could never play any of that stuff. But that what you're talking about, what you just read, that's been all over the internet. That's been one of the catfights, they call it. And did you have one?
Well,
you ready?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, Joe.
It's more of a cultural thing happening. I'm looking at three stories, just through the headlines. Scores of violent teens brawl at Wisconsin State Fair, turning wholesome event into dystopian chaos. A string of fights broke out. They were talking about it took a large police presence to break it up. They were saying hordes of aggressives, young people, rushed over to people at the fair, started beating them up between food stands and rides, and just random violence started beating people up. Then in California, 40 looters, and the picture showed young people, ransacked family-run California business during massive street takeover. They'd taken over one of the streets there in East Los Angeles, in Bellflower, California. They're having one of those street takeovers they've been doing different parts of the country. The young people just take over and run riots. The days before, there was a market broken into by 26 suspects, carried out a mob-style burglary at another business there, and chaos. Three separate mass shootings erupt across the U.S. with terrified victims in Virginia, Kentucky, Chicago, with people running for cover. One of those didn't make headlines in any of the major news outlets almost, except Fox. The other major news didn't even touch it. Five people shot, one fatally, 13 shots fired. But I think it was one of those things that happened at a park, and the shooters were, let's just say, of a darker skin color, is why it didn't receive a lot of attention. But we see these day after day as I look at different news stories or different things, this young teen violence, mob violence, group violence, the fighting, attacking people for no reason, just other than there's a old person walking down the street and they smack them or beat them, knock them over. It just looks like there is a epidemic of violence in the young people. They are not being educated. They're being dumbed down. They don't have jobs because they don't have any education. They can't fill out a job application. They can't read, write, or do arithmetic. And so what are they doing? Going out and videotaping themselves, harming other people, creating riots, and posting it on YouTube. We're just watching that something terrible happening to our young people. They're not men in the house. A lot of cases, there's no father in the family. They're going to one of those liberal schools where they're not being educated. They don't learn any discipline. And it's time we realize we're living in a nation that's devouring itself, that's committing suicide spiritually, socially, and we're destroying a lot of our future generation.
I have to jump in, Joe. You know, folks,
sure.
You know, we have less than 10 hours. We do 1 week a month for Pledge Week, and in that time we have less than 10 hours a week because we have 5 days, and we have just short of 2 hours, about actually an hour and 40 minutes per day. So here we have less than 10 hours to raise enough money to stay on for an entire month. And so we can't do it by ourselves. We need your help out there. Ask yourself this. For 51 years, in 51 years, I can honestly say we have never compromised. Not one time. We've given it the very best we have. People that work in this ministry volunteer. We don't get paid to do this. We don't get paid to do this. We do it because it's the right thing to do. The cause is a righteous cause, and so we need to continue. All these years you've supported us, and right now we're coming into a very, very important time. And I know it's summertime, and I know this is the worst time for all the ministries because everybody's taking vacations. And just like the church's people, they don't realize when they go on vacation and they're not in church. You know, the church bills stays the same. They still got to raise that money. And it's the same thing with this ministry here. We need to hear from you. We've got right now about 40 minutes left tonight to hear from you. So If you want to keep hearing from us, we really do need to hear from you. 888-281-1110. And these two books that we have tonight, folks, they're absolutely dynamite. And again, like I say, I can't say enough about the chaplains and the clergy of the Revolution. It's one of the best I've ever had. And you've heard me read from that over the year, for years here. So, again, with Karl Marx a Satanist, with Richard Wurmbrandt, we ask a donation of $25. The chaplains and the clergy of the Revolution, we ask a donation of $40, or if you get both of them, you can get both of them for $50, save $15. Now, if you're absolutely destitute out there, you're broken, you would really love one, then you call our office at 338-1367. 440, that's 440-338-1367, and we'll work something out with you. We've ended up giving a lot of these things away to people that deserve them, but they couldn't afford them. So, anyhow, we need to hear from you. The guys are sitting back there. Boy, they're very, very depressed when the phones aren't ringing. Who knows what they might do? Well, look at those poor... you see what he's doing back there. Anyhow... Yes, folks, they want to get the phones. Please call 888-281-1110 or 216-901-0933. Did you have an article there, Wendy?
I do. Far-left Idaho owner kicks pro-life conservatives out of his establishment, compares them to the KKK. A radical left business owner in Driggs, Idaho, is under fire for not only kicking conservatives out of his establishment, but also comparing them to one of the most noxious hate groups in history. On Monday, pro-life activist Kristen Hawkins was sitting inside Idaho Roosters Coffee House with her son, Bear, and other members of the group called Campaign for Abortion, Free Cities, when owner Jim Sheehan angrily walked up to them. The group, which Bear founded, is working to defeat a late-term abortion referendum that will go before Idaho voters on November 3rd. Sheehan, an ardent pro-abortion activist, was furious that the group dared to frequent his establishment and ordered them to leave. Hawkins was rightfully upset and pointed out that they had a right to be there, but Sheehan remained unmoved. He told the group that they had worked to put the abortion amendment on the ballot and that he had a right to refuse service. After Hawkins started protesting again, Sheehan then said, "If the KKK asked to meet here, I would say no." Hawkins could not believe that she heard and asked Sheehan that if he really believed pro-lifers were no different than the Ku Klux Klan. He said yes and ordered them to leave again. So there you go.
This shows you the mindset of people. That man is criminally insane. That man is, and you have these people. What is the entire purpose of divine human government, folks? Preserving the image of God, okay? The very first command God gave man, be fruitful, multiply. What are they missing here? If you notice that idiot, I'd like to run into this guy, okay? Because I would tell him, maybe the only time abortion... could be justified is if it had been your mother, because see, people like that, right? They never want to lead by example, do they? It's the same thing here. He's born already, but to kill a child, to kill a baby, God brought the harshest punishment on people in the Old Testament for killing their children. Do you know what the harshest punishment was? Joe, you know what the harshest punishment was. He reduced
them.
He reduced them
to meet their own children.
To cannibalism. He reduced them to cannibalism for killing their children.
They were so hungry they were forced to eat their children.
Yeah. So, and that's what these people like this guy here. I would love to run into that guy. He would never forget it, okay? Again, abortion is America's national sin. And I can tell you, the people that are most responsible, you see, Jesus preached more on sins of omission than he did sins of commission. And the people that are most responsible for stopping that horrible sin were the pastors. No place has our Lord been more dishonored than from the pulpit. No place he's been more dishonored than from the pulpit. 888-281-1110, folks. We need to hear from you. In this ministry, over the years, since 73, we've saved over 24,000 babies. We've had a part in saving over those years. And so, why? Because the cause is a righteous cause. It's the right thing to do, the very right thing to do. And again, if you don't understand that, read Proverbs chapter 24, verses 10 through 12. It doesn't stutter. 888-281-1110 or 216-901-0933. Go ahead, Joe.
I was just going to add to that. If you look at Scripture, almost everything our Lord has asked us to do, active verbs, we are to witness, testify, reprove, rebuke, render the battle, fight the fight. I mean, if you stand in the gap, you look at all the different things, they're all action verbs, and yet most of the pastors don't ever go to the news and then say, what does the Bible say about what's happening in the country, in the news, in our schools, and in life in general? And seldom do you hear these stories or sermons where they say you're supposed to go do something. Look at all these active verbs you're being taught. We're to look around us and reprove things that aren't right. And if that doesn't work, we're to rebuke them. That's speak with authority. And seldom, other than this ministry, do a lot of these pastors encourage people to be the church militant, which is what it was designed to be by Christ himself.
Absolutely. We're to be the army of Christ, church militant. What's James 1:22 say? Well, be you a doer of the word, not a hearer only, deceiving yourselves. You see, if there's no fruits there, there's no evidence, there's no work, there's no salvation. And, you know, people, this is why we preach so often on making your salvation sure. Faith without works is what? Dead, being alone. Dead. It means it doesn't exist. Abortion is a horrible, horrible crime. And everybody needs to stand. Everyone who professes to be a Christian needs to stand against it. In fact, turn to Proverbs chapter 24. Read verses 10, 11, and 12, Joe. And now, listen carefully to this, what he's telling you, because it's not stuttering here, and he means every word. He's telling you this, that those people...
11 and 12?
10 through 12.
If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. If thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death, and those that are ready to be slain... If thou sayest, behold, we knew it not, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it, and he that keepeth thy soul, doth not he know it? And shall not he render to every man according to his works?
All right.
That's pretty clear, isn't it?
Yeah. Sarah in Michigan. Is that Michigan? Okay. Pledges 50. Thank you, Sarah. Okay. So he's telling you this, that, you know, and of course you have a lot of people. I remember, Joe, after World War II, we had a lot of German people from Germany move over here, and they were working with my dad and uncle. And I was just a kid back in those days. And believe it or not, I had my first job at the age of, 8 years old, you know, delivering papers. And then I was actually digging ditches at the age of 10 for 25 cents an hour back in those days, okay? 25 cents was a lot back.
Child abuse.
Yeah, but no, that was teaching us how to be responsible and how to, yes. to have a work ethic. But anyhow,
exactly.
when they were showing all the films of Nazi Germany in the death camps, and I asked these people, because I knew they came from Germany, I said, why did you guys let him do that? You know, here you're a kid, why did you? And they all said the same thing. Well, we didn't know it was happening. But they dropped eye contact. And even as a kid, at 10 years old, I knew when they dropped eye contact that that they weren't telling me the truth, that they did know, okay? And today, when you stand before the Lord and he says, what were you doing when they were killing my children? The only acceptable answer is everything I could to stop it. And here's the other thing. Today, again, they're not preached. Do you know what God says about abortion? We'll be back right after this.
Welcome to God's world. Start here.
Miracles start here.
He'll take away your sin.
Take away your sin.
Open up your heart.
Open up your heart.
Leave your fears behind.
Leave them all behind.
You'll be living there.
You'll be living there.
Until the for you and I that he was crucified.
You have just 21 minutes to call in tonight, folks. We just 21 minutes left tonight. So we do need to hear from you. The phone lines are open at 888-281-1110 or 216-901-0933. ICE lodges detainer against illegal accused of hit and run that left a North Carolina father lying dead in the street. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement announced a detainer against an illegal immigrant who was accused of a hit and run that claimed the life of a North Carolina father. On August 2nd, in Sylvia, North Carolina, James Riley Bagley III was struck and killed by a hit-and-run driver. The 51-year-old man was left to die on the streets. The driver, Mauricio Jose Alberto Sarmiento, had been arrested. According to the Department of Homeland Security, Sarmiento entered the United States illegally during the Biden regime through Texas as an unaccompanied minor in October of 2021. U.S. Border Patrol detained him, after which he was reunified with a non-family sponsor and released into the country. ICE has now filed a detainer against him. I mean, again, these were the people that Biden unleashed on us. He brought in thousands of convicted murderers, thousands of convicted murderers, thousands of convicted rapists. Joe Biden brought them into this country and turned them loose on the American people. So what do you think, Joe?
I think, yeah, we've got a crazy, crazy world. I'm sitting here, and I was listening to that and added there's a government program out there that was providing mix and match sex organs on dolls to make gender fun. I thought this has got to be a joke, but it was a report out of the Washington Examiner that the University of Minnesota scholars through this special E. Coleman Institute made these dolls that you could switch the genital parts back and forth and play with. In Minnesota, about half the students are failing to meet math and reading standards, and yet they've got this taxpayer-funded dolls that they are handing out to young children so you can switch body parts. And I just, God help us, you know. People are tolerating this kind of stuff, putting up with it. We were talking about Christians need to be the church militant. Here's an example where the Christians in Minnesota aren't being loud enough and aren't just crying out that this shouldn't exist, should not happen in this country.
It's an amazing thing. Well, you know, AOC has announced that she's going to freeze her eggs so that after she's finished being president, she can have some babies. But I did, in case she was
after
listening,
she's president,
I gave some advice to her. If you're going to do that, have them removed first, right? Because a lot of these girls don't know. You ladies don't know the story back. Do you remember back in the days of the ERA? Joe and I were involved.
Equal Rights Amendment, Phyllis Schlafly.
Schlafly, what a lady. Joe and I were both working with her. She had called me to stop the ERA. They said, you don't have a chance of stopping this. But during that time, there were a bunch of the feminists that in downtown on Public Square. First of all, they beat up a bunch of socks. Somebody had one of the big department stores were carrying men's socks, and they had sayings on them like strike a blow for mankind, punch out a liberal or a liber, you know. But after they beat up the socks, I was standing there because I was amazed at this. You never know what you learn. They decided they had a burning barrel, a big barrel out there. They were going to burn their bras. And I was there, and I says, ladies, listen to me. Please, this time, listen to what I'm saying. You might not like me, but listen to me. Before you burn your bras, take them off. They were astonished. I mean, that took it to a new level, you know. And well, they didn't care for that good advice. They didn't. They were mean to me. But anyhow, oh boy, Bill in Texas pledges 100, and we're running out of time, folks. We have 21 minutes left to pledge, and we really need to hear from you. We're really short of what we need. So the numbers again are 888-281-1110 or 216-901-0933. Here you go, Joe. Banned after he posted clips exposing Minnesota's insane voter vouching system. TikTok permanently banned journalist Cam Higby's account after he posted two video clips from his undercover report inside Minnesota's polling stations. James O'Keefe and Cam Higby went undercover in Muslim garb to expose Minnesota's insane voter vouching system. Yeah, it was a picture of the one wearing the Muslim garb there. Yeah, you couldn't.
Yeah.
With all of that, they couldn't tell if they're men or women, you know. And so here he goes. Under Minnesota statutes S201-061, a registered voter can sign an affidavit affirming that they know another individual resides in the same precinct, allowing that person to register at the polls without presenting standard proof of residence. One registered voter can vouch for up to 8 people, O'Keefe said. He wanted to find out.
Not registered.
Yeah. And I mean, this is, you know, you talk about voting. I mean, unbelievable.
Oh, it's even worse. If you work in, where was it? I remember reading that story. In fact, I think I've got it right here. If you work in a convalescent home or something like that, you can vouch for more than 8 people, and you can come and bring their, get them set up to vote.
Well,
it's crazy in that state. I mean, this is called cheating to the max, you know?
I mean...
Here it is.
Well, yeah. they claim, AOC claims she's going to, they're not going to do any more woke for a while, that... they've had enough woke. What do you ladies think about that? If you had enough woke?
I had enough woke a long time ago.
All right.
Here it is. I want to quote that article. However, if you are employed at a residential facility, you can vouch for an unlimited number of people. Thus, the ballot harvesting in nursing homes and other facilities goes on there in the wonderful state of Minnesota. So all you need is one activist to go, if you're employed in a nursing home as a anything, you know, cook, janitor, anything, you can go there on a part-time job and you can register. If the place has 200 people, you could register them all to vote, even though they have no ID or anything else.
Well, I should ask.
No cheating there, right?
Should ask Wendy here because she works at Dijon's funeral home. And do you know how many of those Democrats that you buried are still voting? and how often they vote? Yeah, I mean,
well, there's a lot of them. Yeah, they vote more than once too. Those dead ones.
Well, this is what they were using these illegals for. The illegals were going from, they were taking them from poll to poll to poll to vote. Okay. And they couldn't lose their voting status because they didn't have any to begin with, you know. So it's amazing.
Well, they have nothing on California. The American Center for Law and Justice has been trying to get records about the elections there. And they finally confirmed, we've been told, you know, that non-citizens voting is a myth. It's a talking point for the right wing. However, California's own Secretary of State and Attorney General have come out and admitted that the state has no idea whether or how often it's even happening because the state isn't bothering to track it or look at it. Technically, there's no problem for the state because they never check anything.
Well, that's New Jersey. They just recently found, what was it, 4,500 or something, a number there in New Jersey that had been dead for a long time. We're still voting.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they're all Democrats, too, I'll bet.
Yeah, that's, isn't that something, how they all vote Democrat? 888-281-1110. We're just about out of time. Tonight, before we do go into the invitation, we have one of the ladies from our church, Kathy Brady. She went on vacation, and she's in Alaska, taking one of those big cruises, but something happened to her. She hurt her shoulder, and now she has been texting me telling me that she's her arthritis is hurting so bad. She's had to have acupuncture, I guess, on the ship, and she's asking if we would pray for her because she's in a lot of pain. So let's do that right now, folks out there. Remember this about prayer. A lot of prayer, a lot of power. Little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. And here's what the Bible says, you know, when you pray for others, when the time comes that you need prayer, you'll receive it, okay? Those that give show mercy, receive mercy. So join with me right now, wherever you're at across the country, and let us say just a short prayer for Kathy. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we want to hold Kathy up. Kathy's been here. She's the lady that's been sitting in with me on Tuesdays often. We just want to hold her up at this time and ask, Father God, Lord, that you would hedge her around about. At that time, take away the pain. Take away the pain and let her enjoy the rest of the vacation that she has. And then bring her back here, Lord, so I can put her back to work. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
All right, you've got right now 14 minutes left to call. And Joe, you have got about 7 minutes to tell the folks how they can avoid, how they can get a get out of hell free card, and they can avoid that burning lake of fire. Because
I'd be happy to do that, but I also, along with that message, there's a hymn called Joy Unspeakable. I have found his grace is all complete. He supplieth every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free, yes, free indeed. I have found the pleasure I once craved. It is joy and peace within. What a wondrous blessing, I am saved from the awful gulf of sin. I have found that hope so bright and clear. Living in the realm of grace, on the the Savior's presence is so near. I can see his smiling face. I have found the joy no tongue can tell, how its waves of glory roll. It is like a great o'erflowing well springing up within my soul. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Not only does salvation get you out of the lake, keep you from the lake of fire, it brings you this unspeakable joy and peace in your life. It is such a wonderful thing. When you talk to a saved person, it's hard to describe, but the Lord changed my life completely, utterly. It's never been the same. I have just found that joy, that peace, that love. Nothing else in this world will give it to you, and it's a gift, God's gift. Romans 6:23, the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. And we know John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent his Son into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Nicodemus was told that to be saved, he must be born again. Jesus made it very clear. Must be born again, not physically, but spiritually. You need a spiritual birth. And to do that, it's called being saved. You simply pray to the Father, and you ask God to forgive you with a repentant heart of your sins, those sins that helped place Christ upon that cross at Calvary, your sins, my sins, Pastor Ernie's sins. He went there and took all those horrible sins of the world on his sinless, spotless soul. He took my place. He took Pastor Ernie's place. He will take your place. Pay your sin debt, because the wages of sin are death, the Father said. Romans 6:23, it's real simple. The wages of sin is death, but Christ paid that debt for you. And if you ask God to forgive you for those sins with a repentant heart, he will. And then you can do the wonderful thing. You can go directly to the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask him to be Lord of your life, all of your life. You give yourself to him completely, without hesitation, without reservation. And then the miracle happens. He will give you the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. And you will have that. That is your spiritual rebirth. You were born in the Spirit. You become a son, a daughter of the living God, a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. And you will now be in the hands of God, and your salvation can never be taken from you. And you will find this joy, this peace in your life that you've never known. But It's a choice you have to make, a decision you have to make. You have to understand that you must repent of your sin because, well, the wages of sin are death. So it's your choice. In peace and love and joy with everlasting life with Christ in heaven, or in the fiery pit of hell with all the unsaved who rejected God's wonderful Christ, wonderful offer of mercy and grace. It's your choice. What will you choose? And you better choose soon because, well, many people won't be here tomorrow. And if they've had a chance tonight to make peace with God and they didn't take it, once you're dead, there is no way back. You're dead and gone forever. They used to say it's a long time dead. So, Pastor, have you ever met anybody that regretted being saved? I know I haven't.
Nope.
Have you?
No. You'll find no complaints in heaven. But I could tell
you. And the happiest people I know in this world are all born-again believers. They have that joy. They have that peace. Some of them have problems. Some have cancer. Some are dying of disease. But they're all happy. They're all at peace. And this is the only way you're going to really find true peace in life is through Jesus Christ, through becoming one of his children, becoming part of the family of God, being a born-again believer.
I know people, some of you don't believe in absolutes, but let me tell you, this is an absolute. This is one you have to believe in, folks. And that's absolutely, God's word doesn't stutter. You're going to die, and when you die, then the judgment. And you either will go to heaven or hell, like it or not. That's the reality. We're running out of time. You still have about 7 minutes where you can call in here tonight. And boy, do we need to hear from you. We've been doing this for over 50 years. None of us have ever taken a pay. We don't take a pay. We volunteer our time, and we, above and beyond, we put our own money in because the cause is a righteous cause. We've brought many of you a lot of information out there. We've had a lot of people receive Christ as a Savior because the cause is a righteous cause. We do this 6 days a week, but we... Again, and we've never, in all of that time, never once, no, not one time, ever compromised. And I can honestly say that we have done the very best we could, and we need to hear from you to continue as we wait for our Lord's return. So we're coming up to that time where we say, good night.
Good night.
Thanks for being here, all of you folks. Thanks for being here. God bless.
God bless.
Each and every one of you.
Yep. And then we say, and always, always, always,
always.
Ready? We say, ready, this is it. Keep.
Keep.
Fighting.
Fighting.
The.
The.
Fight.
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 Fight. Fight.
Fight.
Fight. Fight.
Fight.
Fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Hey, it's your ceiling vent, so I'm dripping. Could be the rain, could be the upstairs bathroom. Yikes. You could hire the guy your neighbor recommended, but I'm pretty sure that's just his cousin. Do we know if he's licensed, or does he just own a ladder?
Listen to your home. Go with Thumbtack. Upload a photo or voice note, and we'll diagnose your project and match you with the right pro for the job. Thumbtack. We know homes. Hire the right pro today.